It's halftime here at Bay College tonight. The Norse taking on Madison College in our player spotlight. The pride of Calumet High School, Brevin Antola. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. So here we are finally playing a home game.
Yeah. It's been a while since we were at home.
Yeah. What's all these road trips been like for you, man?
A lot of sleeping on the bus, watching Netflix, watching shows on Netflix, and just hanging out while you're driving.
Well, I got to give Jim a lot of credit for getting us back the other night about 15 minutes early.
Yeah, we still got in at, like, what was it, 5 a.m.? Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, those trips are rough, those DCTC trips, and especially after you go down there and you don't do so well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't do too good.
So what's this season been like for you, man, playing college basketball, coming from a small town in the Copper Country, playing, going to these big cities, playing against inner city guys? What's that been like for you so far?
It's just really eye-opening about the talent that's out there because, you know, where I'm from, it's not much basketball players. And when you see people from all over, how different it is playing with them, playing against them, and competing, it's just a step up from what I'm used to.
How did you, living up there, not end up with a pair of skates on your feet from the minute you were born?
I kind of just copied my brother. He didn't play hockey. So I just followed after him and ended up playing basketball.
I mean, I've always wondered how Calumet even puts together a basketball team at the high school level with how many kids try out for that hockey team.
Yeah, it's a big hockey school. We don't really have many basketball players, so it's hard to get a lot of guys out.
You know, I don't think I've ever been to a basketball game at Calumet. I've been to the Armory many times, right, for hockey.
Mm-hmm.
But not to your school for high school basketball.
Yeah, that's it makes sense because, you know, many people don't come to Calumet for basketball. It's hockey.
So how did it go up there, though? Because Coach tried to put together a good program, and you guys played with who you had, and you had some pretty good success, actually.
Yeah, it's still good. When I was a sophomore, we got a new coach going into my junior year, and it was like a start over kind of new stuff with him. But it's been it's still fun. You know, it's great to just play basketball with my friends and stuff.
You mentioned your brother. What's he up to?
He goes to Northern Michigan right now. He's 2 years older than me.
So what's he doing there?
He was doing computer science, but he switched his major to something else. I'm not sure what it is. It might be social work, but I'm not too sure.
And he's not making three-pointers on their basket, right?
No, he's not.
But when we went up there, you got to see him though, right?
Yeah, I did get to see him. Yeah, he was in town.
Yeah, there you go. So what do you feel your role is on this team this year, Brev? Obviously, you're on the bench most of the time, but you kind of keep a good attitude still. What do you feel you could contribute?
Well, shooting, but it's just staying positive, keeping good energy in the gym when we're at practice and stuff. Just it's like a family. You just got to keep everyone together.
Well, and for you, you know, practices are probably where you guys and Parker and you know, the guys that do not start are probably the most important. What do the coaches tell you about that part of your responsibility, the practices?
We have to remember to bring it every time. You know, it's easy to, because, you know, we're used to in high school playing all the time. It's a lot different than then. So you just have to remember, like, just try to stay positive, bring it every day, and just be ready for your number to get called.
You're able to easily to like keep your spirits high when, you know, we make an 8-hour trip and you don't see the floor. I mean, you know, you're sitting there, you're like, okay, coach, you're going to put me in or not? You know, and you know, okay, I'm probably not getting in. You're able to keep your spirits up, man?
Yeah, obviously it's like a little frustrating, but, you know, you just got to think of it positively. Like, we have to earn our time and stuff. I can't just completely blame everyone else for why I'm not playing. So you got to look at it that way.
So what are things you want to see yourself get better at?
More athletic, quicker, you know, that would help, stronger, and probably ball handling just so I can do more than just shoot.
Yeah, well, and a long vertical leap where you can get up and dunk a couple would help too, right?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Maybe next year.
maybe. So what are you doing besides basketball? What are some hobbies for you, bro?
I like to just hang out with my friends, play video games. You know, I used to play football. I golf a little bit, but it's more just for fun, not really. I'm not very good. And just kind of traveling around and doing stuff outside.
Yeah, right. And, you know, of course, you with Coach Crows up there at Calumet, finally stepping down, hey?
Yeah, he just retired. I think it's been 30 years, something like that, yeah.
What was he like?
He's a good coach. You know, he's funny, too. He's just a nice guy.
Yeah, real intense.
Yeah, he's one of those intense coaches too, yeah.
Yeah, right, right. So what are you studying academically here at Bay, Brad?
Just generals right now, kind of figuring out. I'm looking towards exercise science, but not really sure.
Exercise science?
Yeah.
All right, what's that? I mean, I don't – maybe I should exercise more, I guess.
Just, you know, like looking at like being a trainer or like a physical therapist, something like that, or just the science behind like working out and stuff like that.
So you want Brad's job as an athletic trainer?
Possibly, maybe, I don't know, just looking into it.
All right. All right, Brad, I'll let you give your shout-outs to anyone you think may be listening. All of the Keweenaw may be tuned into this one.
Yeah, shout-out Calumet. Sure, just shout out Calumet.
All right. And what about Laurium and all the suburbs?
No, just Calumet.
Yeah. Just the village of Calumet, right?
Yeah.
All right, Brevin Ansela, everybody. Good luck to you, bud.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, more coming up here at halftime. 3 minutes from now, Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.